What changes? Nothing changes. The game plan stays the same. But considering how much you used him as a shutdown guy, how does deployment change for you in that game?
Well, it's a hole. We've unfortunately over the last 4 years gotten to be pretty good at having defensemen out. I mean, that's standard. We've got Enstrom and Kulikov now, and then each one of those other defensemen at times has played in that role. Bufflin has for sure. Myers has. All of the other guys that stayed in our lineup all year have kind of taken up that slack. But there's no doubt, you know, you miss a guy like Josh.
You go heavy on your top four then? Will you run top four?
I don't know. I think I like where our minutes have been. I think, you know, it would depend on the game more than anything else. We're coming off 2 days now off games, so both teams will be fresh and ready to roll. But, you know, we'll let the game play. Like, I really like Tucker's game. Last game, he was quick and really liked his last regular season games, but I thought that was his best in terms of forward motion, so we have no problem playing those other guys.
Are you ruling Tyler Myers out?
I wouldn't rule anybody out.
Yeah. He's obviously skated at all.
He didn't skate today, no.
Okay. If you play a guy like Sammy Nick, if you have to,
yeah,
how do you tell him about grabbing offensive chances that are there and keep an eye on defense? You know, he's so confident.
We would say, you know, the same thing that we start with each player, like, what are you good at? And make sure that you have the confidence to bring that. So we're looking for him to go out and decide to be a grinder now. He's good at getting the puck quick and moving it quick, and then he can find those holes. So that's going to be true his whole career. Having the confidence to do it in a game that's got more weight to it, that's all part of that experience that so many of these young players have gone through. And they've all been able to do it. Like, you look at all the first-year playoff guys, maybe the first 10 minutes of that first game, it was a little bit tight for everybody, but they got to their game pretty quick. So anybody that comes in, first and foremost, you know, sell what you're good at.
Confidence isn't an issue for him, as you know.
Doesn't seem to be overly fazed by the stage. No, it's a good thing. I think it's different. It's different now. Run the right risk, right? If you skate real well and you think you can get into a hole, then skate as fast as you can and get into that hole. Do the things that you normally do. I think there's, in all of the games you see, there's a tremendous amount of excitement and tension kind of in that first 10 minutes, and then everybody settles in the crowd, the teams, the game itself settles, and then it'll just be a game of hockey.
Brian Little said that he was nervous every game his first year.
Yeah.
These kids coming in, he was just marveling at their confidence in one or two games. Why do you think, any theories as to that?
Yeah, I do think, and I'm watching the under-18 tournament going on here this morning, that these guys are exposed to a whole different level of stage than, maybe not so many, Brian too, but certainly the players that we had in maybe 20 years ago wouldn't have played in the same kind of world championships. It's not the same kind of scrutiny now. These guys have had all the pressure on them by 18 or 19. You know, and I'm watching the goals that they're scoring in these tournaments, the way they're snapping around. Well, that's what we were talking about this morning. You never saw a kid come in and try something like that in his first 4 or 5 years. You know, a toe drag was an insult on the ice to the defender, really. And you'd get a stick across the arm. So now that game that we were talking about with Sammy, we want them to play that game. It's how they got here. And I think they're just more exposed to it.
Did Toby skate tonight, Paul?
No.
How did Morrissey handle the news
course? I didn't talk to him. Chevy sent him a text or called him. I think fine. He showed up smiling today. That's his normal routine.
Well, what strongly do you disagree with the league's decision?
I'm disappointed. And then you just move on. So I'm not holding anything back from you, biting my tongue. I'm not. I was disappointed with the way it went. And there wouldn't be a coach in the NHL who had a guy taken out of his lineup that wouldn't be. So you just, but nothing more. Move on.
You didn't come to any different understandings of the hit by watching it overnight?
No, I think everybody made their case. You know, our side, the players, the NHL's got a job to do, and it's an important one to do. And I do think they weigh it heavily, right? They don't want to take players out of the lineup. They're trying to sometimes, you know, be real consistent with a moving target. And it's not always easy. So, as I said, we're disappointed that he's out. You know, Josh has played 2 years in the league. I think he's had 2 cross-checking penalties. One of them was coincidental, so it's not his game. But it's dealt with and over.
Do
Paul, do you have any concern that
would you have any
concern that a young player like Josh alters his game at all because of something like that?
No, I don't think so, because certainly that's not part of his game that he has to change. His stick is so effective and good on the ice. I don't think it affects him at all. One of the reasons he's been as good a player as he's been, and I try not to over-exaggerate. I don't know that I remember a young player coming in and being as consistent as Josh has right from game one. Like, there almost wasn't the learning curve that you see all these kids. They get so much better by the end of their first. He was just really good at game one and kind of stayed there. So maybe more than anybody we've had, he's got a real clear understanding of his game.
With that said, then, how big of a hole does he leave in the lineup?
You know what? That won't be dependent on Josh. That'll be dependent on the players that we have. We're going to put six guys that have played in the NHL on the ice tomorrow, and we expect them to be good.
All the guys were giving it to Line A today on his birthday. Can you just size up the impact that he's had on this series?
Well, it would be from the day that he stepped into our locker room, right? What's he? So he turned 20, 36, 40. So he's got about 82 goals before... That's a real good number, right? The ability to score from areas that aren't necessarily scoring areas, it can be deflating too for the other team when he beats you from outside the tops of the circles. And he's going to get better. He's been really like his games, that line, the compete in the games, the playing well with the puck in hard areas, smart decisions. I don't know. I don't want to put a ceiling on the guy, so I don't want to tell you how important he is to us just yet. I think he's got a lot of room to get better.
Is that the excitement part for you, is he is so young and he is going to get a lot bigger yet?
What was for the last 2 years, I think, with our hockey team, with all of these young players have lots of room to get better in their game. You know, they're rare that kids come in and can produce while they're on that learning curve of how to play in the NHL. These kids come in and they have a huge impact to our offensive game, and they're getting better away from the puck month by month.
Nick Ehlers hasn't produced a lot yet. He shrugs it off because, you know, team's winning and all that.
Right.
What do you see in his game as far as handling that frustration?
Well, blocked that shot last game, and then back check as hard as he possibly can. He had two or three good... we would call him second quick, where he got the puck low and just sprinted up the ice. I like his game right now. We truly look at these things as line work. If Patty's got two and that line's a plus line, he's been really good as well. You can't have a weak link in the playoffs on a line and have it produce. So he's been really good.
Paul, so you just talked about a weak link. You play all year, you go through a series here, and you get to the big game, you can clinch this thing if things go well. And you're playing with probably four guys who, if you were healthy on your D, might not play. You never seem to get all the pieces in place. Is that right? Just a playoff thing?
No, it's been our team. So Paul Stastny plays for us. We play Boston at home third week in March, and it's the very first time the entire forward unit's been together. Clearly it couldn't have been because we didn't get Paul until the end of February, but the entire group had been together. It's been the year we had. I don't know what we ended up with, but it's about 280, 290 man games this year. That's a big number. But there was something really good. Staying healthy all season and then suffering them late, you haven't had to deal with it. We are so used to this that it truly, and I'm not, you know, trying to send my message to my own players in the media, we're used to it. It doesn't cause a ripple in there when a guy goes down or a guy goes out. We've had players come in and be good, and almost to the point where, you know, Jack Roslovic's been a real good player in this series. It creates a little competition to get back in the lineup.
Matt Henricks, is he a guy who's at the point where he could be an option now?
Yeah. So he's out of the gold and into full contact. Yep. Yeah.